Well, let's get to a late summer edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Ann Litt of KCRW in Los Angeles is with us now, and welcome.
Thank you.
And with the summer ending, you actually have some music that you've been listening to that may keep the summer alive for some of us a little bit longer, starting with the song Pilgrim by the English artist Fink.
Come a long way, come a long way, come a long way, not to work it out.
So this is a summer song because?
Well, it's a summer song because I feel like it's a song that has inspired me this summer. I think the message of the song, and I don't know what was in Fink's mind when he wrote it, but from small beginnings come big endings, I think is something really good to remember and really, really keeps me centered and grounded. And so as far as a summer song goes, it's not a, you know, surfboard on the ocean kind of song, but it's a really powerful inside your heart song.
And tell us about Fink.
Well, Fink is from the UK, and on this album, what I love about it, it's more of a collaboration. It's been more of a band project, and I just find every song on this album breathtaking. And I'm not sure if it's because he's working with a full band this time in a new way, or if it's just because of the poetry coming out of him, because I think when he has lines like "From small beginnings come big endings," I think there's a power to this album that is greater than the ones he's had before.
Well, next let's hear from the American jazz and hip-hop artist Jose James. This is the song While You Were Sleeping.
Never thought that she would go. Never thought that she would go.
Love that, and I love the sounds in the background. It's reminding me of Subterranean Homesick Alien from Radiohead.
Oh, great one. I think you're right on it with that. Well, he's rooted in the earth, just like that Radiohead song is. And, you know, you introduced him as jazz and hip-hop, and I think what's interesting to me about this new album and this song in particular, he's also calling on psychedelics and folk and rock in a new way for him. Also, what I love about this song, While You Were Sleeping, is, like the song by Fink, there's a quiet, dark elegance about it. It's so sad. The love affair is over, is what he's talking about. And again, not necessarily a kickback on the beach song, but an album that's full of power, and he's singing from his soul, and I really believe him, and I take the journey with him, and it's kind of heartbreaking at the same time.
You're making me think about summer in a whole new way.
That was my intention.
Okay, well, let's get to the group Noah and the Megafauna. Here is the song Fanfare for, and I'm not even sure how to pronounce this word, A-E-O-M-A-M-E.
Well, you know what? You're in luck, Jeremy, because they just changed the name of the song yesterday to Fanfare.
Why? Why is that?
Well, actually, I've been playing this song a lot on the air at KCRW, and I actually called the band out on Sunday when I played it and said, can somebody tell Noah and the Megafauna to call me and tell me how to pronounce this? Because I'm at a loss. I'm butchering this. I play it all the time. I love this song. And I got an email from the main guy and Noah and the Megafauna yesterday who told me, in my honor, they changed the name of the song.
Okay, well, here is just plain old Fanfare.
Never this close. It's a pull, it won't let up. Gravity makes tides in me red in the waves of blood. Somehow I never thought I'd find my way back to you.
somehow I never thought I'd find my way back to you.
And on their website, they describe themselves as indie rock meets Django Reinhardt gypsy jazz. What do you hear that you like?
Well, I actually hear that, and the story about that is that the main singer in the band was in a band, local band here in Los Angeles, called Oliver Future, and when that band dissolved, he decided to teach himself Django Reinhardt gypsy guitar by himself. So he dedicated a whole bunch of time to this. He then got his brother to join the band, and he brought that to the pop music that he's always been known for here in L.A.
Well, let's get to another artist who is nowhere near L.A., Miro Wagner, born in Ethiopia, raised in Finland. Here is her song, What Love Looks Like.
Through thick and thin, that's what they say. Forgive and forget, well, it's me that has to change. Is this what love looks like? Is this what love looks like?
I almost feel like I'm listening to a Johnny Cash song sung by a woman.
Interesting. Well, you know, she's got that darkness that Johnny Cash often brought to his music. And she's acoustic, fully acoustic singer. And this folk music, it's not go to Starbucks music. It's not coffee house music. It's actually much more complicated than that. It's very precise and it's very brave in a way that a lot of acoustic music sometimes isn't. And that's what I love about her.
Now I'm spitting bitter teeth. Through thick and thin, that's what they say. Forgive and forget. Well, it's me that has to change. Is this what love?
All right. Well, I will say on reflection that some of these songs don't scream summer to me, Anne. But the good news is, for anybody who heard the promotion that we've been running for this segment, there is one that really does, and this is Cinquain, and he lives here in the U.S., but he's from Africa. Here is the song Moonstruck.
Each night outside.
Now I'm ready to go to the beach.
finally, after that set of sad summer songs. I stumbled upon Cinquain 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago at South by Southwest. And my favorite nights at South by Southwest are when I strike out on my own and I just sort of stumble around town and try to find things. And I found Cinquain playing in a backyard with a keyboard and like one other guy. And I was completely blown away. I ended up talking to him a bunch after he finished playing and learned that he was originally from Sudan, raised in Ohio, now lives in Brooklyn, multi-instrumentalist. His name is Ahmed Galeb. And he's incredible.
And of course, you can listen to these songs all year long because you're in Los Angeles, which is totally unfair.
You're exactly right, and I plan to take full advantage of that.
Anne Litt, DJ at KCRW, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you can hear all of our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. Enjoy the last few days of summer. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.